Now, here's a voice that used to be a regular on the theatre show, but we haven't actually heard from him, I don't think, at all this year. Here's Tony Barker, the former presenter of this show, who is now up in Yorkshire, and he's now going to tell us about something that's happening in this region. How are you doing, Tony?
I'm very well, thank you, David. It's nice to use technology to link the two of us together, and are you looking after my old show?
Well, I think so. It seems to be still ticking over.
That's it. Well, sometimes you can't get enough theatre, as I'm finding for this weekend. It's day two, or I suppose night two, in the big Wilmslow household, you might say, at Bourne Street for the Wilmslow Festival of One-Act Plays. Now, I was there last year for the first time, and I'll be there again on Saturday night to capture all the action for you, David, for the winners, the losers, the emotion, and how the adjudicator, Garth Jones, is feeling about what he's seen. The poor lad is seeing 14 plays. He started last night on a full house for a cracking lineup of three productions, two seniors, one comedy from the juniors. He's got till Saturday and then make a decision about which were the best, which were not as good, and which deserve some special awards. Now, last night, so I'm told via messages on Twitter, that Hyde Little Theatre excel themselves with their junior entry Around the World with Class 6 by Nick Warburton, and well, we'll soon see if the adjudicator thinks they are as good as the impression given by one of the organisers who was watching. Bollington Festival Players were also there last night. They did Last Tango in Little Grimley. Now, not a production I've heard of, but I think that's the beauty of these plays and this sort of theatre, because there are plays that are all one act, all no more than 45 minutes, which have probably been giving an airing for the first time by some of these groups, given a few of them will do one-act plays during their own season. Mads from Macclesfield's Little Theatre did The Erpingham Camp by Joe Orton, a 1960s classic. I saw one of Joe Orton's works recently at Hull, and it is very much black comedy. I think sometimes with a lot of twists, but certainly you're left thinking, goodness, could that really have been said? Well done. And I think what I saw was very good, very appealing. So Hyde did very well on the first night, but tonight, from 7 o'clock, it's a collection of four. We've got the Whitehead School of Dance and Drama from Wirral. The juniors there are doing The Willow Pattern by Jackie Robertson. Cheshire Academy of Performing Arts, a good junior one from last year, which I think won one of the awards. They are doing A Right Royal Mess by S.J. Edwards, and Whitehead on again with Rats by Liz Sharp. They're busy at Whitehead. And then Shoreline Dramatic Society are doing a senior production, Prelude to Macbeth by James Chalmers. Friday's performances are Prestwich Amateur Dramatic and Operatic Society doing The Last Bread Pudding by Nick Warburton. If only that was real, I'd be there. A senior comedy then. Wilmslow Guild Players are putting their first one in of the two they've got. They're entering, I think, for the first time in a while with a junior production, Hell Has Our Phone Number by Nicole Villickers. That should be interesting. I think it's been described as very tongue-in-cheek, based on the dialing of a wrong number that connects an office worker to hell. Well, that sounds like a call centre to me. We've got also on Friday night, Know Your Onions Theatre Group. They're doing a senior comedy, In the Blinking of an Eye by Jeremy Hilton Davis. On the Saturday, the 29th, when I'm there to watch four plays for me, there'll be the Really Useful Reject Players, an umbrella name for people from the Club Theatre Group in Altrincham, but that's not their new name. Cheshire Academy of Performing Arts, they're there as well. Nantwich Players, I'll be watching, and Wilmslow Guild Players with their second offering of this festival, White Lies by Richard James. So, four very useful ones. I should be watching the trophies being given out. They've got things like the best junior, best senior, plus also the Sid Men's Cup for a piece of theatre magic. Last year, won by the Cheshire Academy of Performing Arts, whose offering on Saturday will be Bonding by Jeff Bamber. What I find tricky about going to see something like this when you've had, 10 plays already performed and suddenly you're hearing about the final piece where they talk about the theatre magic is that you don't get to see it, unless it's that night. Which means we've all got to assume it was marvellous because the adjudicator says so. And that's probably a bit frustrating. I certainly found it frustrating when you hear such good work won, the best performance, best junior was on the first night, or the best senior on the second night, but you never get to see. You get to meet the people, but not see how good they were. This is a festival which has run for more than 60 years. Apparently, David, it's sold out. Can you believe the benefit of that, I suppose, or the drawback is you can't go and see them unless you've got some cancellations. But because it's the best attended, I suppose, what do you expect when you've got 14 theatre groups taking part and they're all going to want bums on seats, aren't they?
They are. They're all going to bring their own people, and it sounds like they don't need any publicity from us at all here.
I think that just the fact that it's happening and people can keep tabs on what's going on with the, I suppose, the very busy festival itself. It is one of the biggest events for Wilmslow in theatre terms. I think, well, poor amateur dramatic groups, they've done their season, they're worn out, and yet they're faced with doing this. Last year, Macclesfield and Bonington weren't involved as far as I'm aware. Certainly I didn't see them and they didn't win any awards then. But this is around the time when lots of these groups are facing the prospect of winning awards because there are some theatre festivals coming up and some awards nights. And so it is, I suppose, if they do start to do well at Wilmslow, then it means they've got a good feeling for maybe the next festivals. Just to name a few for you, there's a one-act play festival coming up not very far away, actually, the 7th to the 12th of June. That's at Farnworth, near Bolton. This is the Golden Jubilee of the Greater Manchester Drama Federation's event, so 50th edition of the One Act Play Festival they did. And no stranger to the theatre show on Canal Side, Meg Bray is adjudicating. Meg is chairman of the Woodford Players, well, at least was last year when I knew her, and she also directed Congleton Musical Theatre's first production under their new name, Singing in the Rain. And then all eyes will turn to the Cheshire Theatre Guild annual awards on the Wednesday the 7th of July at Frodsham Community Centre in the north. And then the Greater Manchester Drama Federation returned with their awards on Saturday the 3rd of July at Prestwich. I was there last year. What an exciting night it was when Macclesfield won, and I think we also had loads of awards for Brookdale. Have they had a good season, David?
Brookdale have been on the show a few times, actually, yes. They seem to have been quite successful.
I'm not surprised. They swept the board with Les Mis last year, and they'll be looking to see how their season this year will again impress. Though they weren't the top winners, but they had a very good season for themselves with their adjudicator. So it'll be interesting to see in July as to the state of the Cheshire and the Greater Manchester theatre scene based on what happened last year. But I think I noticed on the membership list for Greater Manchester, I'm not sure if Macclesfield and Bonington are actually still involved in it, because it does cost to be involved, and for the price you get an adjudicator who will simply pull no punches about what they thought of your production. That's theatre for you.
Sometimes you don't really want to know what people think of it, you just want to enjoy it and do it.
Well, that is very much the point. It is with gritted teeth, because I know with some of the shows you go and see, and I went to a lot, of course, last year, and I remember the ones I saw, I thought, this is very good. Sometimes you thought, well, the microphones were not particularly good, or somebody wasn't particularly realistic, though generally the Cheshire scene is very good. But you think, was that the same show that I saw? Or if that wins that award, and I thought last year Barnum by Brookdale was marvellous, it won nothing last year. And yet, I think for sheer commitment alone, Barnum is one of those productions that should win an award every time. But I was just biased because I rather enjoyed the show, very colourful, and it left a good memory for me. But it's all good stuff, and it's a very high quality. That's what people see at Wilmslow. I hope to see that as well. And next week we'll bring you, hopefully, a flavour of who won, who didn't, and what the adjudicator thought of it all. And also maybe what's coming up for Wilmslow in due course.